This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military has now renewed calls for a mass evacuation from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. A warning from friendly U.S. Senate Democrats has caught President Joe Biden's administration's attention as it seeks more aid for Israel's war with Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nigerian authorities said Monday a military airstrike targeting terrorists in northern Kaduna State erroneously hit a local village and killed civilians there.
Officials of the Kaduna State Ministry of Internal Security and Home Affairs confirmed the incident after an emergency security meeting on Monday. Authorities said the military jet was on a routine counterterrorism operation when it inadvertently bombed the Tudun village in the state and killed dozens of residents Sunday. The victims had gathered to mark the Maulid celebration, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, that night when the incident occurred. The state government said Monday that